Yeah, that decision was, you play the game in football pads. You play the game in shoulder pads on Sundays. Why not come out here and do it? What are people, I don't know really, I never understood why that was a trend. But for me, it was a no-brainer when me and Coach Whitfield talked about it. Come out and treat this as a business day. Treat this as a game day. I know each and every one of the guys out here catching balls for me did. I felt like it was good. I was obviously going for perfection. So when a couple balls hit the ground, one that was on me, another one was a little bit high. I could have got it down for him a little bit, but overall, I thought it was really good. Really, got to give a lot of credit to the six guys who went out there and ran their hearts out for me and went after some balls and really really helped me out. So more than anything for me, I had a blast doing it. I think each and every one of us did. Yes, one more time. Yeah, College Station's a little bit of a tricky spot to get to. So for me to call those guys up, I just wanted to speak on my behalf as well as the six guys behind me and thank them for coming out and anything that they wanted to see after. Be more than happy to do that for them and more than anything, just hoping to put on a good show for them. Thank you for coming out. I really appreciate it. It means a lot to each and every one of us. I love the state of Texas. I've been here my entire life, but it's really out of my control. All I can do is come out here and try to put on the best show as possible, go into these meetings and try and show these guys a side of me that not a lot of people get to see. Yeah, me and George and Coach O'Connell, we wanted to put it together and we wanted to make it challenging. We wanted to show that we didn't have anything to hide and that we could come out here and go through our seven-step footwork, go through all the footwork that we thought that these guys wanted to see. And at the same time, we had other guys who were going to try to go. So we wanted to get Mike's routes the way that he needed to run them and try and come out. And like I said, more than anything, let's have a blast doing it.
John, are you disappointed a team like the Browns, who obviously had a new quarterback,
I'm not disappointed. If they wanted to be here, they had the opportunity to. So I don't think anything of it. I didn't even know that was the case. So I'm sure they have their own standard or whatever it may be. So. I don't hold it against them. It is what it is.
Does anyone ask you to do extra workouts to wait and see what's going to happen and not have control?
It's out of my control, like you said there at the end. Just go through it, like I said, and try to be as good as possible and go through this process with a smile on my face because you only get to do it once. And at the same time, I'm in a position to where I can play a game for a couple of years or hopefully a lot of years that in the grand scheme of things, it's a game. Come out here and play with a great group of guys. I've had great teammates, great coaches, and it's the greatest game on the face of the earth. So it's out of my control. I'm enjoying everything, and I know that at the end of the day, things are going to work out the way they're supposed to, just the way it worked out that I was supposed to be here. Well, we've talked a little bit about Coach O'Brien, and Kevin obviously has a lot of respect for him and was there with him in New England. So, but at the same time, there's 31 other teams in this draft that could potentially take me. So we treat everyone the same and go to it with a smile on my face and have some fun. Absolutely. I mean, I don't think you can name another person who's gone through college and been through some of the things that I have. And I'm well prepared for that. I've had to talk at a lot of places, had to do a lot of things that a lot of people in my position wouldn't have had to do. So I think it directly prepares me for what's going on in the future. I think AC, Coach Sumlin, Coach Kingsbury, Coach Sherman, Coach Rossley, Coach Scott, my high school coach, Coach Smith, these guys have directly prepared me for this stage and everything that's going on. I'm not sure. I was kind of trying to go 65 for 65. No, man. Absolutely. Those guys mean the absolute world to me, all six of them. Kyle, a little addition to the family, but we welcomed them with open arms. But for Mike, you see Jake down there on the sideline, Lab. I mean, me and Lab have been here since Coach Sherman running scout team with each other trying to tear up the defense. And for me to lobby for him and try to get him on the field for the 2 years I was playing, and then for him to have the year that he did last year, man, I couldn't be happier for the guy, and I want nothing for the best for him. I think that any team that would pick him or gets him on their squad is getting an absolute winner and really one of the greatest kids I've been around. And Mike's play and what Mike is as a person, who Mike is as a person, speaks for itself. Ask it one more time. The hardest thing for me was probably coping with the fact that, I mean, this is completely out of my control. I have to take it extremely serious. I'm extremely dedicated, extremely committed to this process moving forward. And I want to go into this and show these teams that who I am as a person and who I am in the football facilities that not everybody here gets to see. So for me, just trying to show those guys who I am and how I am as a person and have fun with it. It's a great time in your life. You only get to go through this once. There's only one time you get to go into the NFL draft. Yeah, Coach Kelly, I remember sitting down in his office in Oregon probably 4 or 5 years ago. And obviously it didn't work out for me to go there, but a guy that I still have the utmost respect for and a guy that I'm glad to see him become where he is today and have success. I wish him nothing but the best.